Accession number 28455, Reel 1.
Oh, here we go. So this is John Davis, and it's Reel 1. If I could ask you, first of all, Mr. Davis, to tell me where you were born and when, the date of your birth.
I was born in Tianjin, which is in Mandarin Tianjin, meaning Tian is heaven, and Jing is the crossing, the ford to heaven, heaven being Peking, 80 miles north of us, now known as Beijing. Bei is white in Mandarin, meaning heaven, enlightenment, center of the earth, and Jing again, the crossing to heaven, which is the capital, 80 miles north of us. I was born there on 7th of November, 1918. My father was a businessman, still then in import-export sort of work. He later became a stockbroker. My mother was very old English family, Nesfield, her father, she was born in India, my mother. Her father went out to India as a missionary. From his Brasenose College, went to India under the Raj and fell out with the idea of the Holy Trinity and left the mission and became an educator. He was in the education department and wrote 12 grammar books while he was in India. So there she was. She went to China to see her sister married, and there she met Roy, my father, and they married. And I was born in that November. And that was in, we lived in Racecourse Road in the British Concession. Tianjin was one of the treaty ports in China, of which there were five. The British rented in large years when we had the empire and such like outlook. And we had this concession, and there was a regular army garrison there, 1st Battalion, Lancashire Fusiliers, when the trouble happened, I'm to tell you later, guarding us, and they had their army area and their garrison barracks and everything to do with them over there, and we lived all about the British concession, and there was a French concession, the ex-German concession, because they'd lost it due to the war. There was a Japanese concession, the ex-Russian concession over the river, and then the Chinese city surrounding us, all the Chinese. We had our foreign concessions, as they were called. I was born there and brought up in Racecourse Road. And then my father went into other businesses and started to do well, and reckoned they could send me home to England to school. And they chose King's School, Canterbury.
Before you take me to Canterbury and England, I'm very interested in China at this time.
Yes.
Because this is a very interesting period. This would have been, the revolution, I remember, was 1911, wasn't it?
It was, yes.
So what would the situation have been, the political situation in China at that time? I do bear in mind you were a very small boy then.
Yes. Yes.
I wonder what you knew about it.
We felt very... we didn't notice any after effects. All the policemen were Chinese, locals, and their officers. There were a few British officers in the British concession. Chinese policemen running, keeping peace and order. I went to the Tianjin Grammar School, where we had French and Russians and British and some Chinese. The wealthier Chinese would send their children there. We mixed quite freely with them, and happily, and my father used to have them over. He'd become a stockbroker by then, and he had big rich clients, and they'd come to lunch with us in our house, and we all got on fine. We all knew Mandarin, of course. I brought up by my armour, the nanny, as you might say in modern terms. My sister and I walked about with her on walks and went to the park and the things, and we spoke in Chinese, the three of us. So it was a first or second language, just came easily.
Would that have been your main contact with the Chinese, your Ama? I wondered if she sort of took you to her family home, or you had any direct contact with Chinese life, family life?
We didn't know about her home. We had, of course, a head boy, Chinese servants. We had a cook. We had a coolie, a sort of sweeper, cleaner man, and a gardener, four Chinese servants. My mother went down to the kitchen in the basement and spoke to them in the sort of pidgin Chinese, whereas we spoke fluent Mandarin, the children. We met them at these lunch parties. They came to watch our sports days at the grammar school. They were around us. They came into the British concession. There were often men at the back door selling their wares, foodstuffs and things, which we were not supposed to eat, but we bought them, my sister and I, against the rules, and ate various Chinese sweetmeats and things. And we saw very poor boys up the lane from the back of our house, with a sort of stick with a hook on the end, crawling through the cinders to pick out anything that they could salvage for their poor life and make use of. And they were the very poorest of the community. We saw them, and we saw the very richest. That's my father's stockbroking clients, big, fat, wealthy fellows, often with big motor cars. So it was rather superficial, our Chinese encounters.
You were mentioning the guards that you had, you know, the army. I dare say the navy was very important, the China stations at that time. Was Tientsin involved in that? Would there have been a naval presence?
The naval presence was at a place called Peterho, which was where we had a seaside summer house, a summer resort house, because it's terribly hot in Tientsin in the summer, terribly, terribly hot. And my mother and the sister and I, and then the next brother, all went to Peterho for 6 or 7 weeks, 8 weeks, summer holidays. And there off Peterho were the gunboats. And I just found my diary the other day, and my daughter was here. She read out the part where we swam out to a... that was in my 17th year, to a French gunboat, about a mile out to sea. It must have been quite fit. And the officers gave us cigarettes and all weird things. I was age 17 then, and welcomed us, and we dived off and swam back. And off on another visit was a great British battleship. Yes, we went on board. I wonder what that was called. It was an English warship. So they came as far as Peterho. They could get fairly near the treaty port, but it wasn't a seaport. Is a river port, so it couldn't take big things like our battleships. Shanghai could, whereas Tientsin couldn't. We saw army officers, British army officers, at our dances and balls and events in the city, but not naval. But they were about. They were in the China Seas, up and down, minding these ports, especially Shanghai, of course.
Well, thank you very much for telling me that. I'm just going to stop and check the sound now, if I may.